Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears live and coming at you on this Tuesday, April the 6th, 2021. 16 minutes past the hour, and here we are, still broadcasting from our new studio here at WWGH Radio, and having a great time doing it. And we hope we got some sound kinks worked out. Now, yesterday was the first day we had really ever broadcast from this studio. And when you move into a new studio, much like with a new house, a lot of time you will have an echo in a particular room. Now, when you move into a house, that's not so bad of a problem to have, because you just fix the echo and move on down the road. But when you move into a radio studio, the last thing you want is echo. You do not want echo in your radio studio, because you end up sounding distorted, and that is not what you want. That's not a pleasurable experience. So yesterday, we changed some things around, and I think now we have gotten rid of the echo, I think. Now, you'll have to let me know. Let's go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Real quick, Scott, while the coffee is still circulating in my veins. The landlord wanted to know if the temperature there was good, because this time of the year, you know, it's like 45 in the morning and then it's 85 by 2 in the afternoon. Our afternoon host said it was comfortable. Is the temperature palatable there? But the landlord really is concerned.
Well, I'll tell you, it's 65.
Okay, that's good, because it'll warm up rapidly. And you saw we put a little, well, the landlord's assistant, we kind of recruited him on his birthday to do that work. He was a bit... He was real concerned that the heat from the sun might not only just cause some uncomfortability issues, if that's a word, with the disc jockey on duty, but we want to be sure the equipment doesn't get baked. So we kind of did a good job there shielding it, as you saw. But yeah, 65 is good, because I think with the topology of that location, it'll be comfortable. Unless it's 90 degrees outside, it'll be pretty comfortable. So the landlord will be happy.
We know. So listening on TuneIn this morning, how does everything sound? We tried to
get it. Much better. I mean, it's 90% as good as it is on the best day. It's almost like I didn't even notice that it was underwater over the weekend. So whatever you did, sometimes just time and things just kind of fix themselves, as we have new equipment. That new modem looks really good. The old one, I think, was about as old as me, and that's pretty old. So yeah, glad the temperature. It still smells nice in there.
Still smells nice, and one of the things was trying to get rid of the echo, which we definitely had in here yesterday, and I think that's better today.
Yeah, the greedy landlord, he's greedy, but he's also concerned about voucher comfort. So I will make a full report to him, and everything sounding really good. Remind our listeners when the interview with Phil or Mr. Donahue or whatever his name is will be repeated.
It will air on.
Yeah. It'll certainly be one that people want to tune in, as it's quite unique and quite exclusive.
It's very interesting. It'll be Saturday night from 8:15 until 10 o'clock.
And we miss your show with the lovely Angie on Friday. That's coming back this Friday.
Should be back this Friday. I don't think we'll have any issues this week.
Yeah, I and my friends have canceled all of our social plans, and we will listen with the full eardrums in tow. This Friday. It's one of the unique shows we have, and we encourage people, don't go to happy hour, don't watch TV, don't go to movie night, just sit by your radio and listen. It's well worth it.
Well, we appreciate it. Well, thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, our first call in this morning, Adam. Yeah, taking the echo out of the room was a big issue, because yesterday, sometimes I would sound very dim, sometimes the guest would sound loud and dim, but a lot of that had to do with echo, so we worked on the echo chamber that we were operating in yesterday. You know, this happened when we moved into the Belltone building years ago. When we first moved into the Belltone building, we had never had a problem with echo all our years in the mall. But when we moved over to Beltone, all of a sudden, we had a big issue with Echo. And it took a long time to get that Echo worked out. Now, when we moved to West Center Street downtown, the place was carpeted, and it was a smaller room, so I don't think we ever had an issue with Echo in that particular building. But moving over here, I think the Echo was to be persistent. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I was listening to Charlie before you came on.
Yeah?
It wasn't coming in very good. It was awful weak.
What
and then right after 8 o'clock, all of a sudden, bam, it started working and coming in real good.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. I was driving over this morning. See, last night I came over to try to work on the Echo problem, and I was messing with some of the sound controls, and I think what I did was turned everything down because it was echoing so bad. So when I was driving in this morning, I was listening to Charlie, and I thought, boy, this sounds a lot dimmer than it normally did. So when I got in here this morning a little after 8 o'clock, I turned that volume back up. So are we back to where we normally are now?
Yeah, you're back to where you were yesterday. But I was wondering there, you know, when I was listening before 8 o'clock, because it just wasn't sounding too good, or like it wasn't coming in too good.
Yeah, it should be back to the normal level now. Were all the, like, top of the hour stuff, did it end up sounding okay once the volume jumped up?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do I sound coming through this morning now that we've taken care of this echo?
You sound good, yeah. You sound a lot better than yesterday.
Yeah, are we back to where we were before we made this move?
I think so, I still got this better radio. I damaged my old radio, but it wouldn't come in on the old radio.
Well, I'm glad we're back at some kind of parity here, and I thanks for the update. Yeah, but it should be fine now because I did turn back up the volume, I think, that was keeping that low.
Yeah, I figured you had to do something when you came in because just all of a sudden it started coming in good.
Jump back up. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah, if you were listening before the show or any time last night, probably after 8 o'clock, you would have noticed that the sound, not the signal, the sound itself was a little dimmer. And I always check this by the sound in my car, because in my car I have the volume set to 22. So I know what this station is supposed to sound like at 22 notches of volume in my car. And this morning I could tell we were way under what we normally had been, and I thought I probably turned down the volume last night a little too much. And when I got in here this morning, I turned it back up. So I think we're back to where we were. So on your radio, do me a favor right now, as you're listening to this, wherever this station was before on your volume button, turn it back to that point and see if it sounds like it did before. Also, let me know, do I sound better this morning than I did yesterday? Because we did a lot of switching around here last night in the new studio to try to get rid of the echo that was in here yesterday. And also, there was also some talk that I sounded mushy and that there was some distortion on the line. So we worked on all of that last night, and that I sounded like I was in an echo chamber when I was talking to the callers. And of course, we don't want any of that problem. So if that's all fixed, or you want to just give me an update on how everything sounds this morning, because a lot of changes were made last night, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. No matter how you are listening this morning, over the radio, on the TuneIn, through the Alexa, through the Google Nest, on the website. I found out a lot of people listen on the website, WWGH1071.com, and that's very nice. So give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Now, I'm also going to tell you something interesting with the phones. The phone system here at the office, we've always had two phones hooked up. Now, the phone in the studio does not ring, because the last thing you want to hear is a phone ringing every time somebody calls in on air. You don't want to hear that ringing noise. And then we've always had an extension phone in another room in the office that does ring. That way, if it rings, if somebody's calling in, you know that the phone is ringing. So we have the phone in the office hooked up, which is good. so I can take your calls. I see the phone light up here on the desk. But the other phone, the extension phone, I don't think we've unpacked yet. I'm not even sure if anybody has located that phone. So that phone has not been hooked up yet. So I don't hear anything ringing when anybody calls because we don't have the extension hooked up. The only thing we do have hooked up is the non-hardwired radio, which is in one of the other rooms here. So that's where we are. So if I miss a phone call from time to time, that's probably what it is at this point. Now somebody just sent me a message. Now see, this is where we were yesterday. It says, it sounds like I'm talking into a glass cup. Now, I don't know if this has anything to do with what radio you're listening to or what listening device you're on. I really don't know anymore what that problem would be, but I hope I don't sound like I'm talking into a glass cup, because the last thing you want to do in the morning is speak into a glass cup. You know, I could go into another room and sound like I was talking into a glass cup. Just stand in another room in your house and talk into a glass cup. In any event, here we are. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open this morning. Would love to hear from you, and hopefully everything is bearable this morning here on WWGH Radio. I was trying to think of some other things that I wanted to talk about as the morning went on. I do want to let everybody know that Voice of the People with Linda Sims will be on today from 4:10 until 5 p.m., and the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on from 2:10 until 3 p.m. So all regular programming continues here on WWGH Radio. Also want to give you a little insight into the soundboard here. Now, the soundboard has not changed. So if the sound of my voice is changing, it really has nothing to do with the soundboard or the microphones, because they're set pretty much exactly where they were in the other studio before we left. So the, I don't know where the problem would be lying at this particular point. Now, some people say that it sounds mushy, which I guess they would be saying that my voice sounds mushy. And then some people say it just sounds like there's some kind of distortion on the line, which I really don't know about that either, to be honest. I do not know what would be causing that, but we will make every effort as time goes on to fix those particular problems. See, I just made an adjustment there. Now, I don't know if that did anything, to be honest with you. Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. There are a lot of knobs on this board. That's what I can tell you. A lot of knobs that do a lot of things. So, I just made an adjustment. I don't know if that fixed the glass cup problem, or if it fixed any problem in general. You know what I've started to believe? All these electronic devices that people can listen on all have their own setup. And I think everybody got so used to the old setup, what we were using prior to this move, that any little change has caused all kinds of consternation. But I think that's the way it goes. I'm just glad somebody out there can hear this morning. And again, if you want to give us an update on how anything sounds, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we will put you up on the air and have a nice little conversation this morning. It is nice that we are certainly full bloom into spring at this particular point. No doubt about it that spring has come. Driving in this morning was very, very nice. It was very sunny. It was very cool temperature-wise. It was a nice spring morning. I don't know what the temperature was this morning, but it was a nice spring morning. And that's what you want this time of year. I would say April, probably second to May, is my favorite month. There is just something about these 2 months, April and May, that are great. I know it's big time allergy season for a lot of people, but I just think that these 2 months of April and May, the temperature is right about where you want it to be most mornings. You're coming off a winter here in Ohio, and winters here in Ohio, even if there's not a lot of snow, the temperatures pretty quickly you can get sick of. So it's nice to get into a time of year where the temperatures are not horrible and everything is pretty well right on the dot. Does anybody have a favorite time of year or a favorite month? Give me a buzz here this morning. We can discuss that. 740-383-9944. And if I say the wrong time at any time, I'm going to explain this again. I explained it yesterday. We have an atomic clock in the studio. And when we started at the mall, this atomic clock would never reset. Well, 50-50. Half the time it reset itself, half the time it didn't. Because an atomic clock is supposed to reset itself with the atomic clock of America. Well, when we were at the mall, 50-50, half the time it did, half the time it did not. Then we moved to the Belltone building, and it reset itself all the time. It received the atomic signal all the time. Now, since we have been over here, which has only been a few days, the atomic clock has started to set itself for the first time in about 2 years. The date is right, the day of the week is right, but the time is an hour off. The time is reading an hour earlier than it actually is. It's reading 7:32 instead of 8:32. Now, I don't know the reason for this. Now, everything else is right. 32 minutes past the hour and 30 seconds past the minute are all correct. But everything else is a little strange at this point. That, and apparently I sound like I'm talking into a tin cup. So there are all those interesting things going on this morning. But did anything else go on this weekend? You know, I missed most things because of the move that we were having here. Obviously was a little preoccupied with that. But did anything interesting go on over the weekend that was of note to you, the listening audience? 740-383-9944. Still working on the antenna, by the way. All right. Oh, here's an interesting thing. We're getting a message here on Facebook. Google says to check the time zone setting on the atomic clock. Okay, let me see what the time zone setting on the atomic clock says. All right. Now, the time zone setting on the back of the atomic clock, to me, it looks like it's... Well, now, this is kind of strange. Okay. It has PST, MST, CST, and EST. But the button does not seem to reach... Okay, well, it's changing things. Here we go. We're getting a call. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning again. I thought I'd call again real quick. This is on TuneIn on my Android phone. I'm unfortunately not geographically close enough to listen the old-fashioned way, but I'll try to recruit some friends from town. It's a little mushy, Scott, and muddy underwater. Let me amend that. 90% is good. Let's say it's about 60 to 75% as good as it was maybe a month ago. There's no echo though. Your voice itself is fine. It's just a kind of a distortion, almost like it's from the board. It's not really clear where that's from, but there's no echo. So if you did fix the acoustics, that's definitely done.
So it's some kind of distortion.
Yeah, kind of, and the phone sounds great. I think that new modem helped. The phone sounds better, which is great because our callers are obviously important. But in terms of the signal quality, it's two-thirds better, but not what I would expect. And this is on the phone. I mean, sometimes the Bluetooth may improve or go the other way in the car because I listen a lot that way or on the website. There are multiple methods. The little radio that's there in the studio, when you listen to that, like before you went on the air, how did that sound?
You know, it sounded good. Are there any internal settings in the TuneIn app that could be adjusted?
No, I mean, just you can adjust the equalizer. I mean, on the computer, you can adjust the speakers, but you shouldn't have to. I would say the volume is high. I'll go along with that. Mike's show was a little low, although it was both him and the guest. And I think that's just something with the board. I was at the gym, of course, listened to both of the shows I was on. They sounded pretty good. I think the recorded shows are fine, which means maybe it's not the board. Maybe it's something with the transmitter link. The recorded show is excellent, close to perfect sound quality. So it is better, but yeah, 90% may be a little too optimistic, probably closer to 60 to 75%. But yeah, I don't think it's an echo. It's more the signal. So we're certainly getting there.
Well, I wonder, because like I say, the signal to the transmitter, because on the radio it sounds pretty good. So I'm not sure exactly where the hang-up would be happening. Because in the headphones, it sounds fine.
We move all of half a mile. I mean, it's geographically not we could, we could walk there. And we have some odd issues and just some kind of coincidental issues. Which, I mean, thankfully the computer thing, we got a better equipment. So it was a headache and very frustrating. But in the end, 90% of it, I think, was good. And the transmitter, well, we'll fix that. Just get some super glue or something. Because don't ask me to climb it, because I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Because I don't even think there's any slots on the stream. Because the tune-in just pulls from the stream, right?
Because I have, I'm in charge of that also. I have to enhance the service for my radio stream. And that's how Nick was listening, essentially. But It takes that and imports it into, my understanding, imports it into TuneIn, and it's you're only as good as the weakest link, so to speak. I don't think it actually does any optimization on its end. And I think with the distortion, there's not much you can do by equalizing it. And I don't think it's overmodulated. I know I was in the yellow or the red during the show yesterday, because sometimes I'm not loud enough, I'm not close enough to the microphone. But listening to the recorded show, it was fine. So it is some fine tuning, but it is better.
Yeah, I don't know. It's certainly not overmodulating this morning. It's in
the signal strength too. As I said, I've gotten the station well into Delaware County, and that's a little better than it's supposed to be. But it certainly should go to Waldo, and it should come in most of Upper and Bucyrus, Caledonia, and those places. So we'll work on that also, because there is a mystique with listening the old-fashioned way. A lot of our listeners, and they don't even use the computer. We'd rather just turn on the radio, and that's kind of the way what I'm used to. And it's just nice to drive along, turn the digital tuner to 107.1, and there we are.
Well, that is true, but I'm aware of what that problem is. But as far as the mushiness on TuneIn, now that I do not know, because in the headphones it sounds okay.
An interesting thing too is on this phone call, your volume is really low. I have the volume at the highest level, and your volume is low. Which I don't. It's just, I'm looking at the settings. I have called at 100%. There is a boost for calls, but I don't usually turn that on. And your volume is very low. The first call was better. That's kind of strange too. I can hear you. It's not a big issue because I can still hear you, but it's not as loud as it normally is.
Well, now see, did that help?
Say that again. Seconds.
Did that come up a little better?
Yeah, that's better. It's not as high as I'm used to, but it is better. I mean, I can boost the volume in the car, I can blast the Bluetooth, but for some reason, it seems a little low. But just fine-tuning stuff, just in the room that we're in, just with some adjustments, I think the sound will be fine. Because it's like where you have that window, right, to a main street, and a lot of stations, they have that window where you can see us, working. And that's kind of an old-fashioned thing, too. You can see the radio station broadcasting in real time, which is quite cool. We haven't really had that previously, and I think that's another good feature, something that we can nurture as we do more fine tuning.
Well, we shall see. Let me know how it sounds.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Okay. Have a good day.
Bye bye. All right, Adam calling in now. See, this is about where we were set at the old studio, but the acoustics of the room do matter, and I don't know. Now, are we out of the tin cup at this point? Does this sound any better? Because this is about the sound quality. The settings right now are pretty much exactly as they were at the last studio. So, I don't know what that all means. So if you can understand this, then we are pretty good. Have you ever heard of a radio show talking about the quality of the voices as long as we are the last couple days? But this is the thing about local radio. See, they would never do this on national radio because they think people would not listen to this. But I think this is the stuff people want to know about because we all learn together, educational, informative, as I've always felt we should be. And a lot of people don't know how a radio station works or the trials and tribulations that you can go through when you move a whole bunch of equipment. So, at this point, we are exactly, the settings on the board are exactly where they were when we left the last station. So, if this sounds good to you, let me know. 740-383-9944. Now, back to the atomic clock. I just checked the atomic clock. Now, when I turn the time zone, because there were only, I think, four options. One, two, three, four. Yes. When I turn the atomic clock options, time zone-wise, all the way to the right, the first time it shows me is 4:41 a.m., and then I bring it back, and it's 5:42 a.m., and then I bring it back another notch, and it's 6:42 a.m., and now I bring it back another notch, and it's 7:42 a.m., and those are the only notches on the back of this clock. So, why it still reads 7:42 a.m., I have no idea, when, as all of us know who are up and listening right now, it is 8:42 a.m. So, if you want to know what the problem is with the atomic clock, I have to tell you, it is over my head at this particular point. But feel free to buzz in. I enjoy hearing from you, especially on a morning like this when I hope you're out there listening and able to discern what we are saying through this microphone. Because all I hear through the microphone is what's coming out of the board. So to me, it sounds fine. But how it sounds to you, wherever you are, I don't know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But we will work on getting all of the kinks worked out. Because that's what we want. We want the kinks worked out. And last night we were working on that to a certain extent. All right, let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. I'm calling. I live just off of South Prospect Street, and the radio sounds like when you turn your radio on and you're not quite on the station, you just have to nudge it a hair more for it to come in clear, because it's not, it still sounds kind of like you're in a drum.
It still sounds like I'm in a drum.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. I am not really, well, you know, I don't know if it's the echo sound of the room. Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does the voice sound mushy or anything like that?
No, it sounds just like I'm a hair off of the station.
Is it? Oh, well, you know what? I'll fool with some things here and see what I can come up with, because I'm trying to remember, because when we were first at the Belltone building, I know we had a problem with echo, and I was trying to remember exactly what the settings were then.
Mm-hmm.
Because it eventually worked those problems out, thank goodness.
Yeah, but that's what it sounds like. Now, yesterday, it seemed it was pretty darn good yesterday. But today, it's like I say, it's just like you just turn the dial just a hair and it'll clear up. But I've got it on my Bose radio, which pulls in really well, except it does sound kind of like you down on the barrel a little bit.
Okay. Well, I won't. If it sounds any better, give me an update.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right. Well, we're going to fool with some controls here again, as we did yesterday, because a lot of this will fix problems as time goes on. Let's see here. You know, I wish I could remember exactly how the settings were when we were at the Belltone building, because those settings
really did help. So that really put you in a deep voice. Okay, let's see here. If I leave that there, and I turn this here to this level, and then we bring this over here. Now, I don't know. How does that sound? Now, those are some adjustments that were made. Now I'm kind of on the same frequency or idea that the telephone is, because the telephone line always had to be a little different. Now, how does this sound? Isn't that interesting? I can hear myself about 30 seconds behind in the other room on the radio, but this is about where the radio is set for telephone calls right now. So, how does this sound? Did it take me out of the can? You know, I'm trying to figure out exactly which setting is keeping me in the barrel, or talking into a tin cup, as people have said this morning. I'm not exactly sure which one would be doing that. But we'll continue to work through it. 740-383-9944, 46 coming up on 47 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. All we have to do essentially at some point here is just take the frequency out of this room that is causing the echo. And once we get that frequency out of here, then everything will be hunky-dory. Now, there was another change. I don't know if that was a positive change or not. We'll hope that was a positive change. See, this seems to give your voice some kind of a I don't know, that some kind of a density. When you turn that knob, and then that gives your voice a little bit of a density. Oh, I just got a message that it sounds better now. Okay, how about right here? I'll leave it right here at this point, if this sounds good. I'm a glutton for punishment. That way. Well, see, now we're getting somewhere, because I'm getting messages from people saying, it's better, not perfect. This is better, but not perfect. So, okay, sounds better now. Is this where we want to leave the notches on this board at this particular point? Right here. Message me if you would like. Does this sound good? Better, as they say. Or call in 740-383-9944. You know, it's actually better talking about this stuff. Now, see, now somebody just said it got worse. Oh, man. You know, it seems to be apparent to me that this might have to do with some, oh, my goodness, listening on TuneIn app and on the laptop. And apparently, that made it worse. Not better. All right, well, we got a message coming here. So we're going to see where this puts us. Sounds fuzzy. So apparently we're on the fuzzy right now. Well, it's one of those mornings. It sounds, whoa, here we go. It sounds better and then went back. Okay, let me turn something again here and see what we can do. Okay, we'll try to unfuzzy it here. Okay, I think that was what we did. Okay, is that better? Did that knock the fuzz out of the line? We're all for knocking the fuzz out of the line at this point. Isn't it? You know, sound is a very particular thing. Okay, now I just got a message that says perfect. Now, is this perfect? Because I'm willing to stay right here at this point if this sounds perfect. Oh, I just got another one that says good. Good and perfect. Those are adjectives I like here this morning. So we'll wait for our other two folks at this point to let us know if this sounds good and perfect, as we just got reports. If this is good and perfect, I'm willing to stay here at the particular moment. Or again, call in if you're listening someplace else, if that helped, if that did something. Give us a buzz,
740-383-9944. I got, somebody just said, stay right there. Stay right here on the dial. I got another one that says right there. That's the one. Well, that's 3 out of 4. Maybe this is the setting. Well, we'll stick with this one. If this is where we want to be. Well, you know, a lot of people seem to feel confident with this one. Now, did this help the radios at home? Did this fix that nudge off idea or the fact that I was talking in a tunnel? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Let me know. We'll spend this first hour working out the sound problems. That way, next hour, we can move on to something else. We have about 9 minutes left here. Tuesday, April the 6th, 2020. As I say, sound is a touchy thing. Everybody's got to be on the same channel. When it comes to sound, if we're not, you can create all kinds of problems. You know, I remember back when we were at Belltone, I had a whole little schematic out of how to set the soundboard up. And I have no idea what went on with that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you sound all right, but you know your old saying, don't go away and don't touch that dial. And buddy, you even start your finger towards that dial, you get off the whatever word you want to use for that picking you up, buddy, it takes a while to play around and move that little dial just a hair. Before, you had WMRN or whatever station you want to call that, and yours, you just flip it on AM or PM and you'd have it, but now you got to really, one phone in here, or one radio is the only one that works in the house to pick you up in the other rooms where you can't pick you up, so it's whatever that antenna, why I can't get that, pick up that antenna,
well, hopefully.
If you're not going to fix it well, or can't fix it right away, well, I think it's going to be the same day in and day out. It has been since you come on the air.
Now, as far as the voice quality, now, is that okay at this point?
Well, I can hear my voice, and I got your and you on the phone. Say it again.
I say the voice quality right now.
Yeah, your voice quality is good, but when you want to turn the radio on and get you a voice, you can't get it in 2 or 3 rooms, but one room, like I told you, in the north sliding glass door. But you just move the radio 2 inches, and it's off key. So I don't think it could be my radio, because I've been doing that on and off all the time, and it's always has been. But since you moved, that's where the trouble's been.
Well, I appreciate the update. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yeah, now what's going to happen there? As far as that problem goes, the antenna problem is still being looked at. That windstorm, and I'm going to blame it on the windstorm of a week ago Friday, caused all kinds of problems with the antenna. Now, I believe we've been up there 2 or 3 times to see what's going on. Now, we were able to semi-fix it, which increased the reach a little bit. But we still have to fix it fully, which we are still working to do at this particular point. But if everybody's comfortable with this sound right here, I will leave the knobs at this particular sound. Because, you know, you want it to sound good every morning in people's homes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does this sound full as it once did? The bass in the voices, and so on and so forth, as they say. With about 5 minutes left in this hour, we will take information on that. We got a lot of information online that people seem to feel that this is the spot. And if this is the spot, we will be glad to stay here, because heavens knows we do not want any trouble like we have had in the past. So if this is good, let me know. Because I don't think I have fooled with anything in the last 5 minutes. So if you can hear me loud and clear on your Alexa, on the website, on your TuneIn, or over the radio, in the areas that we are still coming in good, let me know. You know, I don't really know what would cause the hollowness of certain things. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, on that atomic clock, do you have a DST button?
Let me see what buttons are on the back here. Let's see. We have calendar, time set, lock, on. Yeah, we do have a DST.
Well, that DST is your daylight savings time. You press that, it should go back to 8:42.
You know, it had been off.
Some places don't recognize daylight savings time, so that'd be hard to have on atomic clock.
Oh, you know, that's very interesting. So DST, if it was turned to the off position when the atomic clock set, it would have set it an hour behind. Is that right?
Right, I guess, yeah.
Well, I just turned it over to daylight savings time on. So hopefully now when it sends that, do you know how often it sends that signal out to reset the atomic clock?
No, I don't.
Well, hopefully when it sends it out again, now that will fix that particular problem.
Sounds like it, hopefully.
Hey, thank you. Now see, that was a very bright color, to be honest. There was a DST button on the back of there, and I had no idea what that See, this tells you where I'm living under a rock some days. I had no idea what the DST meant, and apparently, daylight savings time. And it had been flipped to the off position. Now it's flipped to the on position, so hopefully when this clock receives the atomic message again, it now will speed it up an hour, which is where it needs to be. I did not think about that there are certain parts of the country that are not recognized in daylight savings. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, perhaps if you were in a booth, like, we wouldn't have that, you know, if, I don't know if you're in an open room, but maybe if you were in a booth, you wouldn't have that echo-like.
Right.
I don't know.
So it still sounds a little echoey.
You still sound a little nasal, yes.
A little nasal. Now,
But I thought, well, maybe that's the reason they have sound booths, I guess, huh?
Well, it could be. You know, in the last location, I don't know what it was about the particular room we were in that we did not have. Maybe it's because, see, now, here's a funny thing. If nobody had ever been to that studio, we did not have any closets at that studio. So
yeah.
We had all our Christmas decorations and all our Halloween decorations and stuff piled up in the studio in boxes.
Mm-hmm.
But what that did was it insulated the room, even though it looked horrible.
Yeah.
So I think that's what happened.
And maybe we just need to get you a pup tent and set you down.
Maybe if I was in a little area in this room, that would help.
Oh. We'd be like the kids at school, just put you in a plexiglass box.
You know, it is with the coronavirus era, I don't think anybody would think twice of it.
Yeah, so, and maybe that's what causes the echo. If you're in an open room.
Well, I know when we first moved to Belltone, I know we had a horrible problem with the same issue because the floors were tiled there,
mm-hmm.
and we were somewhat in an open room that did not have a lot of furniture in it,
mm-hmm.
and I think it caused a lot of problem, and I remember it taking a minute or two, maybe it took about 4 or 5 days to figure out what the calibration was that was going to work best there. Now, me coming through the phone, do I sound okay in the phone?
You still are, yeah, you sound okay on the phone, but
okay.
On the radio, you sound a little nasal.
Little nasal.
And so it might just be that because if your room is open, maybe, why don't you just go sit in the closet and talk to us?
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe during the break, I'll get in the closet, and we'll see what... I'll walk outside. I'm pretty close to the door in this studio. I think my mic cord might be long enough. I might just walk outside and see what goes on there.
Well, now that would even be a bigger open area.
Why? But out there, there's no walls for the signal to bump into.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so...
I was just trying to help.
Well, no.
But
you
maybe
know what?
It is. Maybe that's why people are in sound booths, to muffle the echo.
Well, you know what? I might walk outside because I could, and we'll see what happens. If that helps, who knows? Maybe that will solve the problem.
I'm not sure, but it's a try.
Hey, thank you.
Bye.
All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with something after this break and see what's going on.
Limited and for the Toyota Motor Company.
You got a commercial in there, and you weren't authorized.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Madge, we got the first little portable recorders. Remember those? And I still got mine.
Madge used to put hers in front of the microphone to play it.
Yes, yes.
You brought it back from New York, didn't you?
I need a mic.
There you go.